Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. He will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company and you taught in our streets. Then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Our first reading on this 21st Sunday of C-Cycle is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Throughout most of the Old Testament, we are told that God would reach out to the people of Israel. It seemed like the only reason for the Gentiles' existence was that God could vent his rage against them. And even in the scriptures, in the book of Psalms, we hear, as you have used us to show them your mercy, so now use them to show us your wrath. The first reading from Isaiah speaks of the opposite trend. In this passage, written shortly after the return of the exiles from Babylon, we hear of how God will reach out to all nations. Yahweh is the only God who exists and therefore is the God of all peoples upon the earth. God will bring all to the holy city of Jerusalem and make them part of his holy people. They will even be invited to be priests and Levites to serve God in the holiest places in the temple. Our second reading speaks to us of discipline in the letter of the Hebrews. To be disciplined is not a bad thing, although, as we are reminded in that reading, at first it seems that it is. It's painful. And yet, the author of Hebrews writes about the discipline to teach the uneducated right from wrong. God will discipline his children out of love so that we do the right thing. We love God, love our neighbor, and keep the commandments. And our gospel passage is from the Gospel of Luke. A man approaches Jesus and says, how many people are going to be saved? And as is the case so often, Jesus doesn't really answer the question. And he didn't this time. He reassured the one asking the question, as he assures us, the way to heaven is not always easy. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, strive to enter through the narrow gate. so it is a narrow gate through which we must pass. There is no path for a pleasant stroll, nor is it an interstate highway by which we get to heaven. Are there only a few people who manage it then, after all? Well, I got an idea that we will probably find out. Jesus avoids giving numbers. He is addressing each and every one of us personally. The question is not how many others will find their way through that narrow gate, but will I? Will you? And where is that narrow gate? Not simply at the end of my life when I have to pass through the needle's eye at the hour of my death. The narrow door stands in the middle of my life. I can always pass it by or choose to go through it. Every little gesture of attention, every kind word that we utter, every step in exercising willpower so as not to give way to our desires through the narrow door. Every time I do not hit back when I receive an undeserved blow. Every time I assent to pick up the cross and to follow after the Christ. As is so often the case, Jesus makes clear what he means through the use of a parable. If we do not start to work on ourselves until the hour of death, and that may arrive quite suddenly, it might be too late. Then Jesus may say to us, as he said in the gospel, I do not know where you are from. So it is a matter of choosing the narrow gate here and now, instead of the broad path of comfort and selfishness. In his writings, the Daily Bible Study, William Barclay wrote of a woman who was quite wealthy on this earth. She had it all. And not only did she have it all, she had only the best that money could buy. And so when the good Lord called her home, she appears before the pearly gates and encounters St. Peter. And he asks her, what do you want? She says, well, I'd like to come in. He says, well, what's your name? So she gives Peter her name. He looks. Eventually he finds and he says, okay, here it is, yes. Okay, come on in, welcome. And so she comes in and he summons an angel to direct her to the place that she's going to be living for all eternity. And so as they begin their journey, she begins to notice that the houses in heaven are quite nice. And she notices that as they continue to walk, they become nicer, larger, more plush, more land with the house. And eventually they make it to the center of heaven where the Almighty lives. They give respect to Almighty God. And then they continue their journey. And now as they're walking away from heaven toward the outskirts. And the houses begin to change. They're not so large. They're not so plush. Not a whole lot of land. And eventually they get to the very edge of heaven. And the angel points to a rundown shack and he says, well, Mrs. So-and-so, here's your abode. She looks at that. She says, what? You expect me to live in that? To which he replied, it's the best that we could do with what you sent out to us. And so, the gate is narrow. And the question is, when are we going to start our journey through that narrow gate? Are we going to try to wait until the very end? Or do we start now, today?